This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 5:44. Hump day.
Already.
I have really good news. Awesome news.
Is it Survivor?
It is.
Oh.
God, let me turn my...
I thought you were going to say...
Today!
I actually, it's the 35th season premiere tonight at 8.
35th season?
Yes, can you believe that?
I actually can't. That seems like a lot. When did it start? Year 2000, right?
Yeah.
It's so good. I can't wait. We got a local in there to root for.
Rourke.
So it's not an extra long secret show. That's not the surprise.
Oh, no, we're going to do one of those too.
All right. That's another
of the great surprises for today.
Awesome.
Yeah. There's nothing to watch right now. So I'm like last night I sat there and we looked at the calendar and sort of there's some scheduling going on. Quite a bit of it, actually. Got it all straightened out. Looked at a TV that was off.
Oh.
Like, what's to put on?
Right.
I just went, all right, I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah. Well, luckily you can binge watch stuff. I mean, the TV landscape has changed a lot. Like, it's... But I still appreciate the show that you have to sort of make a... you know it's going to be on. And these days with spoilers, you got to make sure you watch it or you're going to be screwed.
Well, we were kind of on Big Brother there for a minute, so...
Oh, I love that because it's on three nights a week. I mean, that's... To me, that's
great. A huge commitment.
It's not.
It's really not. Because you can miss one. They play an extended catch up at the beginning. You're really not missing anything with that GD show.
Yeah.
But it's but I don't like to miss it. And I just enjoy that in the summer when it's just like a there's nothing really. It's kinda nice.
Speaking of summer.
Yes, dear.
It was hot as huckabuck yesterday and last night even. It didn't cool down.
I know, and today is supposed to be even hotter.
Mm-hmm. One more
This
well,
is
it's
it,
going
right?
to be hot all week, but this is the hottest day.
Yeah,
80s, 90s.
Yep.
Just shy of triple digits. So it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
In fact, let me just have a look.
Let's take a look at the weather, everyone, with weather reporter, our weather correspondent, Vincenzo.
Weather.
Hey. Weather. By the way, speaking of weather... our own Roberta Gonzalez. What's up?
Meaning what?
Occasionally look at Facebook. She went and traveled the world.
She was gone for like a month.
I know. That's what
weeks.
I'm saying. What's up?
She's
Where'd
back.
She go?
Oh, she is.
Monaco. Oh. I mean, there's like all these amazing places that she went, and she got back, I believe, last week.
If you post about stuff on social media as a reporter, could she write that whole trip off? Well, I did it because I'm...
I don't think so. I mean, I'm with you if she wants to try.
She did
I'm with
reports
her.
From back there, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
Who's
the weather
boy?
Here in Monaco.
I can't figure out if that's her son. She has a couple sons.
No, that's
that
not
are
her
in
son.
In college, because he's older looking.
Yeah, that's some dude she's dating.
Oh. Okay, because she's not with that other dude, I don't think, anymore.
The hockey guy.
Yeah.
No, she's divorced.
Yeah, they broke up.
Well, that guy's really hot.
The hockey guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's right up your alley. Isn't he?
No, I don't mean the husband. I mean the dude she's.
Oh, this new guy.
With now.
Oh,
yeah.
You like the guy?
You know, he's not my type, but every picture I found myself looking at him, yeah.
He seemed a little jivey to me.
No.
Well, maybe
I'm sure he's a nice.
Hair.
Yeah, he's got the stripe chin. And he was wearing a scarf, and I went, you can't wear scarfs, dude. Sorry.
You can. Some people
no.
can.
You can get away with it.
Yeah. Mm. You could wear a scarf.
I don't want to. I would never do that.
Well,
especially
you don't have to, but you
with a scarf
you
and short
poop
sleeves.
On people who wear a scarf. I mean, that's,
if it's
they're
cold,
just trying to accessorize.
I get
Vinny.
It, but
she probably bought it for him, and he had to wear it.
Maybe.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
that could be it.
Let me take one picture. Oh, I left that in Monaco. Sorry.
Is he a rich dude? Did he
no
take
clue.
Her on the trip?
They traveled based on the Facebook. And I'm just saying, mm-hmm. I only was seeing what she posted. I didn't go looking for it, but there it was. They traveled the world.
Yep.
So I don't know.
Showing her a good time.
I don't. Well, maybe
he looked like with another. I don't know if that was her family or who the other people were.
And I don't know how many times she's been married, but to be honest with you, one time I was in.
It was a restaurant, right? Didn't you?
North Beach. And we're sitting there eating some spaghetti at some restaurant, and in walks Roberta and her former husband, and they are quite the scene.
Oh. Well, she is a big personality. Like, when she's in a room, she's in the room.
Well, and he's the voice of the Sharks.
Right.
Oh, this is her ex.
Her ex.
The voice.
That's what she called him. I don't know what that's all about, but... Oh.
I'm sorry they broke up, but it sounds like she's got a great new boyfriend with a scarf.
Well, she had a rough year, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had...
It is tough.
So, anyway. So you don't know. Oh, back to the weather. That's why that came up.
Oh, yeah, the weather. Speaking of weather, Roberta Gonzalez, our weather girl.
Yeah.
Weather woman.
Today,
weather woman.
That's funny.
Thanks. Up to 97 in some spots. Oh, Pleasanton, 94. San Jose, 92.
Yeah. Batten down the hatches, everybody. It's going to be hot. I don't think you batten down the hatches, do you?
No.
You probably keep all the windows open.
Stinson Beach, 85. San Francisco, 90.
Jesus, San Francisco's had a hot summer.
Yeah, if it hits 75 here in the city, people start freaking out.
All right.
So.
Like, why is it so hot? Where's the fog?
Carl?
Carl, are you coming or what? Well, anyway, Survivor tonight, whether it's hot or cold.
So is that, I didn't see if that was 1 hour.
Yeah, it's 1 hour.
I'm sure it's one. Well, sometimes they might do a 2 hour premiere, but I think it's probably just an hour. I'm excited though. I feel like I'm coming down with a little scratchy throat.
Oh, what's up with that?
I know.
What do you mean you know?
I said I know. It sucks. The I guess at Berkeley, all the kids are getting sick there.
Oh, like, hey.
Yeah?
Forget about your cold.
Okay.
The boy was alone at Berkeley while you guys were partying in Boston. How'd he do? Did he love it?
He seemed to do fine. He was bummed. He missed the wedding. You know, we sent him lots of pictures and talked to him, but he was sick. I mean, they're all sick.
Oh, so he was sick that weekend and just sort of hung at his dorm.
I think he went out, but he was saying like yesterday that everybody's dropping like flies there and that he's like feeling, oh God, you know how when people around you are sick, like every little tickle in your throat, you're just like, oh my God, oh my God, do I have it too?
Has he been to any keg parties yet?
No.
What?
Well, not that I know of.
I'm sure he
would, actually. Yeah, no, that's not his. I guess this weekend they came into the city, into San Francisco, and they walked.
Him and his roommate?
Him and a couple friends. I don't think his roommate was there. They went to Japantown, and then they walked to the Golden Gate Bridge and back. I know. He goes, it was like 9.5 miles. I'm like, why did you...
Were they tripping on something?
Maybe. Who knows? I mean,
that does not sound like it.
Seem stupid. I'm like, why walk? But they just were walking and walking and walking.
Well, maybe they feel like we got nothing else to do, and if we don't do this, we're going to end up back at the dorm sitting there staring at the brick wall.
Well, and he's from here, but these friends of his aren't local.
Yeah, all the things you've showed him, he's probably the tour guide for other people.
The kid loves Japantown. Yeah. Like, no, if you ever say, hey, anybody want to go get a bowl of rum? And he's like, we went to Japantown 1,000 times. He loves that place. So I'm sure that's why. So he took his friends to Japantown. And then they walked over to the Golden Gate Bridge. Walked out onto the span.
And now he's got some kind of disease, pneumonia.
Yeah, he's got pneumonia now from walking around. It's a lot of work walking.
All right.
This weekend, we're going out of town.
What?
And we're just going locally. We're going to Tamales with some good friends of ours, Maki and David. And they, but my younger son is going to meet some of his friends in the city for some concert. And he's going to have to get himself there and back, which is, doesn't seem like that big a deal. Like, certainly when I was 16, you figured it out or you had someone who drove, but he's meeting these people. And then, so I was like, to my older son, can you come home and just be there in case anything goes horribly wrong and you'd be able to drive into the city and pick the younger kid up?
What do you say?
So he's going to do it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then that way someone will be there to feed the cats and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm a little, you know.
What?
My kid is like a very young 16. Like, Sean's got some stuff. So he's, you know, for him to be doing all this on his own and Ubering or taxing or however he gets himself in there is like, I don't know. Of course, it has to be the weekend that we're out of town.
He'll be fine.
I'm sure he will. I'm sure he will.
And people.
Actually, the person who's the most nervous about it is Riley.
He is?
He's so concerned about his brother.
Aww,
well, I know. It's actually really sweet,
that
but
is
it's.
Sweet.
But, you know, I want Sean to have the confidence and independence to do something like this. I think
right.
It's great that he even wants to. And I'm like, just be at the house.
Who's the band?
The Tennyson Twins.
Oh, come on.
I don't know who the band is.
Come on.
It's at the Great American Music Hall. So whatever's happening there Saturday.
All right. I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, I mean, we should know who this is.
Should we?
Yeah. It could be the next big thing.
You're right. It could be.
And I mean, he's
Sean has definitely turned me on to some music that I wouldn't have otherwise listened to. So maybe this is.
So, I mean, he's yeah, so right.
Yes, he is yeah, right. That's true, Vinny.
Look
at
that.
Is he bringing his demo or something?
What's that?
Is he bringing his demo?
Oh, I don't know. I think, don't they these days just hand someone a card with their URL on it so that you can right. go and listen to their SoundCloud?
Do you want to hear some crap?
Yes, what?
L7. Do you remember them?
Yes, I do. The girl group, right?
Yeah. They're playing sold out show tonight at Slim's.
Oh, funny.
Did you know that they were?
No, I didn't even know they were still around.
Year of the Fist.
Oh.
Is their album.
Well.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I could speculate.
Sleep you.
Oh, you think it's that.
Like a power thing?
It's my first. Mm.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't the first thing I thought of.
It was?
Well, I knew what you guys thought.
Did
I had
you?
To go a different way. I'm classy.
You're
that
so
way.
Classy. God.
I never heard of L7,
Money
though.
Can't buy you class.
L7 yeah, is one of those bands that was fairly popular, not really, but
like
kind of popular
rock,
in
know,
the 90s.
A,
okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And they're famous. One of the famous moves, you know the one I'm about to say, right?
I'm not sure.
One of the ladies in the band, while on stage, took out a used feminine hygiene product and threw it into the audience.
I know about that incident.
Oh, you have heard of
that?
I have
heard of that incident, not necessarily that.
Well, you got to do what you got to do. You got to have a gimmick. Got to do what you have to do to
really?
Get your name out there.
There are no Ozzy.
Calendar.
No.
Let's see.
I'd almost rather, you know,
have
Ozzy bite
yeah.
the bat.
Good for
off.
Them, though. They're still out there playing.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. No one wants to go get a job.
No. Oh,
I mean,
Lord,
that's not that's not a job, but you know what I mean.
I do. If you know, right. If you have even minor success in music, you never want to have to turn around and, you know, be working at the local music store or whatever.
No.
Because then people are like, hey, didn't you have a hit? Yeah, I did.
Thanks.
Thanks for the reminder.
Every now and then, my friend who made it posts pictures from his days.
Oh, throwback.
And he's
clearly top of mind.
Wow.
He has a cool job, though. He's a
he does,
beer
but,
guy.
Ninkasi.
Yeah, ding, ding. Shame.
What's that?
Are you
Saturday?
Looking? Yeah.
Tennyson.
Yeah, is that the name? I did know the name, sort of.
Julia Lewis.
Hey.
Is that the actress?
No.
Julia Lewis and Perrins. Yeah.
It's Tennyson that he's going to see.
Tennyson.
Is it that other Julia Lewis? L-E-W-I-S?
L-E-W-I-S, yeah.
Oh, that's the chick.
Yeah, hold on. Let me find her. So that's the opening band you're saying?
Yeah. And Parents with a Z.
Zzz. Parents. Hold on, I'm looking for...
With a duo like Tennyson, there's more than meets the eye. If we lived in a different time, you might have saved up your pennies and caught a glimpse of the traveling Tennyson magic show. It costs a little more now to get...
It's a magic show?
They must do something. What?
Oh, that's Juliette Lewis.
Oh, that's who I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
These are the... This is the band.
Okay, this is the band my kid is going to see. Tennyson. Oh, my God. It's his stupid friends. That is so funny. It's like this. I think they might be brother and sister, Vinny.
Could be.
They look like any two dorks, you know, in the Losers Club from high school. But, you know, listen, the Losers Club is the one you want to be in. You do not want to peek in high school. They're cute.
Wow, $20 per ticket. Luke and Tess have been playing music together since basically forever. Growing up in Canada, with a drummer father, there wasn't much else to do. When you listen to Tennyson or watch them perform, you get it.
Oh, well.
They speak their own language on stage.
Do they? How exciting.
Good for your boy.
Apparently he's a
Tennyson.
Fan.
Can you find us some Tennyson so we can hear them? Am I interrupting something important?
Let me see if I can look them up.
I don't think I asked you for one thing today.
The Hot 100.
The Hot 100. That's it.
And something else.
Oh, and then the Green Day cover.
Right.
Yeah.
So you did.
That's two things. Actually, that's nothing compared to most days. Right. Most days I'm like, Bryn, sorry, one more thing. Bryn,
Another thing.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm asking you to do stuff. All right, so Tennyson.
That's cool, though, that your boy's coming into the city. I would have loved... Where I grew up in Orange County, L.A. was a full hour drive.
Yeah.
And we would do it, but we didn't have any money, so I had to siphon gas from other people's cars.
Oh. Well, that's handy. Gas is all around you.
Well, you do what you got to do.
Yeah. Grab yourself a mouthful of gas and then...
We actually had a thing. It had a turn wheel.
Oh, one of those little siphon machines. So you were practiced at this.
It wasn't that we were practiced. It was that we needed to get around. And I don't like saying that out loud. Don't do that, kids. And I am sorry.
Aren't the tanks now anti-siphon?
Probably.
Yeah.
This was a long,
but
long,
right,
long,
back
long,
in the olden days, you could just stick a pipe in anywhere, tube in anywhere.
Stick a pipe in anywhere.
Whatever. You're the one who's a pervert. I just said it by accident. And you're the one who got all
anyway
curvy over it.
I would have loved to have the city 15 minutes from my home. Good for him.
I know. I'm super psyched for him. I mean, obviously, I hope everything goes really smoothly. That he meets his friends, no problem. And
you know what? This band, look at him. There's no trouble there for him.
Right.
It's going to be fine.
No, it's
the
true.
The bands
it's
I was going
patrol.
To see
right.
were punk rock sure. bands, and there was trouble there for sure.
The punk rock bands, you would go in, there would be a net stretched across the front of the stage just so that you couldn't just murder the band with your beer bottles.
Right. There was trouble there. These two.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fine. My guess is their main instrument is a computer that's going to be, you know, somewhere.
They look
the
like they're going to help him with his math homework.
They do, Vinny. Oh my God, they're going to be such good friends.
Brother
it's
and
so
sister
helpful.
From Canada?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, let's hear what Tennyson sounds like.
Oh, is what it's called.
Yeah, it sounds like what the kid listens to.
Oh, not what I thought it was going to sound
that
like.
That dude's voice is better than I would have guessed.
Yeah, it's cute. It sounds good. But I mean, it's clearly like EDM stuff, but it has
some jazz.
Sean is all about the jazz right now.
There's jazz there.
All
for
about
sure.
the jazz chord.
Oh, the jazz chord.
He's all about jazz progressions, and no wonder he likes these guys. They're horrible. Oh my God, they're like the worst prog rock I've ever heard in my life.
The last guy I was taking guitar lessons from, he would say a regular chord is like a cowboy chord because he was a jazz guy. He's like, yeah, I mean, if you want to learn cowboy chords, I could show you those in 2 minutes. I'm like, well, apparently I already know those because they're regular chords.
Right. I can bar them all the way up the neck. No problem. Name a chord. I'll play it for you.
But what
just
you
don't
really
want to
know is
the
minor add 9.
You wanted a diminished 6.
Right.
With an augmented 7.
All right, well, good for him. That sounds fun.
It does. I know. I'm very excited for
everybody
him.
Everybody keep an eye out for our boy.
Yeah,
he'll be in the city.
Please, let's keep him safe. That'd be great. All right, KLZ, HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's not just going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a super hot day. We'll be right back after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.